Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
We now go to the suburb of Chicago known as Milwaukee to check in with Bart Winkler, Infinity Sports Radio. You hear him late nights here on The Fan. Bart, we've got a game 5 tomorrow night. It's Brewers, it's Cubs. Every Cubs fan that I know, myself included, has never once said, this is our year. But every Brewers fan that I feel like I've talked to through the course of, especially the second half of the season, believes this is the year for the Brewers. So going into Game 5 tomorrow, is all the pressure on Milwaukee at home to close out these Cubs?
You think, so I just got to let the suburb comment go? Well, what the hell are we doing here? Well, this is how I'm getting introduced.
With respect, of course.
Okay, first of all, it's never the Brewers' year. So anyone who told you that is an idiot. I've convinced myself, and I'm not, this isn't, nothing, whatever I end up saying is not like reverse jinx. And I'm not even like subliminally or, you know, like self-conscious or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not reverse jinxing. And I have convinced myself long ago the Brewers will never win a World Series. I just got to admit that as a fact of life. Now, why they keep going to the playoffs and having such heartbreaking losses, that I don't understand. It's like there is some there's some curse, but no one knows why, but it does feel cursed. This year, Even the most downtrodden or unhopeful Brewers fans, the team, it did feel different. It felt different. It's feeling different. It felt different game one.
Yep.
You know, you go down right away, and how are you going to come back? Even game two, you go down right away. Oh, we know we'll come back. Last night felt normal. Last night felt like, oh, okay, 3-0 lead right away. All right. Wrigley's chanting, Freddy for Freddy Peralta. Brilliant. Okay. The pressure's on Milwaukee. I did not want this series. You know, sometimes people want, you know, you want to beat your rival. You know, you want to beat your enemy. There's still Packers fans back in like 1996 that are a little disappointed with that Super Bowl run because they didn't have a chance to beat the Dallas Cowboys, who had knocked them out of the playoffs 3 years before. I didn't want to take on the Cowboys. They're going to lose to the Cowboys. I don't want, if the Brewers win tomorrow, you'll say, oh, it was worth it. You know, you're experiencing the joy. I didn't want this fresh hell anyway. It'd be relief. I got to the point at the beginning of the postseason, I thought, okay, I want to see if this team can win a World Series. to immediately when the Cubs beat the Padres, it was, I don't care. Just beat the Cubs, lose to the Dodgers in three. You lose so bad they don't even play a game four. I don't care. You just got to beat the Cubs. All of the pressure's on Milwaukee. All of it's on Milwaukee, I think.
So, Bart, we have a common enemy, no matter who wins this series. I mean, everybody's saying we can't see the Dodgers again. We can't beat the Dodgers are a juggernaut. They always are. That roster is insane. Is there a team between the Brewers and Cubs that you think match up better against L.A. for the NLCS?
I don't know. Maybe the Cubs. I don't think the Brewers, you know, unless they can get Brandon Woodruff back, which I still don't think he would be able to come back to the World Series. Suddenly they seem like they have no pitching. And that's the thing with the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers have all these guys that – the Dodgers – I think we kind of let ourselves, we being baseball fans, let ourselves like ignore the Dodgers a little bit because they weren't, at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to win 130 games. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to like blow away any MLB record and just be laughable and never lose two games in over the course of 2 weeks. And then they win, you know, the 90 some games, enough to win the division, but they weren't like, They weren't doing anything out of the ordinary. No team won 100 games this year. No one was doing anything out of the ordinary. But they also had injuries, and now they're pretty healthy. And then you see, like, Roky Suzuki is a three-inning closer last night. So that's an unbelievable weapon that they have. They walked Shohei Ohtani to get the Mookie Betts. Shohei Ohtani is, like, 1-for-17 in that series. Oh no, like that's not going to come back around, and he's not going to bat 450. He's going to put up Vlad type numbers in the NLCS. Ultimately, I think whoever wins is going to lose to the Dodgers, but man, I would love the honor to lose to them, you know?
Bart, we just dealt with Diggs coming back to Buffalo, but honestly, I think that pales in comparison to what Council did to Milwaukee here. You've talked about this on your show, we've talked about in years past, but where is the Brewers, where's the Milwaukee community at right now with Council? Because Saturday night, I'm just hoping for you, and I'm pulling for you and everybody else, because you can't let that guy come back and let that happen this Saturday night.
Thank you. the Council's, the like a lot of, there's been hundreds of players and coaches that have left and then come back. I mean, the Packers are weeks away from taking on Aaron Rodgers, you know? I mean, there's been hundreds of times where this has happened. The Council one, I do feel like, is another layer up for two reasons. The first one is that he is from here. Like, I could probably, it would take me probably 10 minutes to drive to his old house right now. How long of a walk is that? Like, I can walk to his house today where he grew up. And I do not live that far from where he grew up. And he talked about how he was born a Brewer. And one of the things, like, that was their big campaign when he first took over. I'm born a Brewer. I'm just like you. But that's why you could connect with him, is when you're in those seats, like, he's been in those seats. And he has. He grew up in the ballpark. He grew up, his dad worked in the front office for a while. He, like, there's plenty of pictures of him. He got it. You know, being a Brewers fan, and every fan base has their own unique things, but being a Brewers fan is like, oh, I'm signing up for torture. Okay. It's like when I picked the hockey team and decided to like the Sabres. Yeah. That was a wise decision.
Yeah.
And then I saw their odds were getting better to win the Stanley Cup. I'm like, okay. And then, well, 4-0 loss to start the season.
Yeah, nice. Fantastic.
But so that's different. And then the other difference is, like, if you're going to leave, because yeah, he took a lot of money, and you know, sometimes people leave. Sometimes people change. Sometimes your prior, that's fine. There's no level of honesty. Like, I was burned out here. I wanted something else. I, you know, this is my only shot. And I've been eating the same meal every day, and I always love Milwaukee, but I just wanted something different. He went to Chicago and pretended like none of that ever happened in Milwaukee. Like, none of it ever existed. I still remember the first day he had his press conference in Chicago. you know, it's a 90-minute drive down there, so a bunch of Milwaukee media and TV stations showed up, and he was, like, surprised they were there. Like, what are you talking about? And he just, I don't know what I want from him. Do I want him to play into it more? Do I want him to, whatever he's doing, every step he's taken has been the step to make me the most mad about the situation.
In the same spirit, you had a Green Bay Packer returning to the team that drafted him a couple of weeks ago in Dallas. And for as good as the Packers looked week one in beating Detroit, and for all the hype around the Packers when they made that trade with Dallas to get Micah Parsons through four games, Bart, how would you evaluate the Packers here? They got a very winnable game coming up on Sunday against the Bengals and Joe Flacco.
Oh, so as mad as I am about the Cubs manager, that might pale in comparison to how mad I am about the Packers coach. This guy, I can't stand it with this guy. Matt LaFleur, I don't know what he was thinking in that Dallas game, almost playing for the tie. They were afraid of Myles Garrett when they played the Browns. And then they were that level of fear for Brandon Aubrey, the kicker for the Cowboys. They didn't want to give the kicker a chance. And then you saw the Rams lose in overtime a few days later to the 49ers, which sucks because they played it the right way. They tried to win and they lost. LaFleur tried not to lose and he tied. So we all know there's going to be like a half-game tiebreaker where the Packers will get in over the Rams because Matt LaFleur was an idiot and played not to whatever. So I think any issue, like big-term issue with the Packers, is they have a coach that I still think is not good at pressure moments. The way you saw that Phillies game ended where he threw it to home plate instead of first because he just panicked in the moment. Yeah, okay, imagine if you have an NFL coach who always has that personality. Like that's his level of panic all the time. Also, I think a big issue with how this offense is run is Jordan Love is not Aaron Rodgers, all right? And it's just, you know, he follows him, so of course there's going to be comparisons. That's fine. That's going to happen. Fans, I think, need to adjust because Jordan Love is good, but you can't compare every throw he makes to a four-time MVP. That's a fan problem. I think Matt LaFleur also has that problem because he got 4 years of Rodgers. He got two of the MVP years. And I think, you know, he must have gotten so used to coaching a guy that can just do anything at any time and never threw interceptions that I don't think he trusts Jordan Love as much as he should. So I think LaFleur is kind of holding – I think LaFleur is holding many parts of this team back. I do expect him to beat – the Bengals, even though they're facing the only quarterback that's beaten them this year, Joe Flacco. But I don't know. I'm sure it'll be some level of, although if the Brewers lose Saturday, like, I don't even care. They can lose by 100. I don't care.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN. 50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bart Winkler, who are you here late nights here, 11 Eastern on the Infinity Sports Network.
Oh, my show was so bad last night. I was watching that. I couldn't even control myself. This is a terrible show. I'll do better tonight.
Bart, we're looking for somebody maybe in the AFC to step up for the Bills. I mean, maybe that's Kansas City, but you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. They're going to go 4-1 now. They get the Browns this week. Brilliant on the Browns not to take their bye after going overseas. So if the Steelers are 4-1, like, are Packer fans hate watching Aaron Rodgers still? Are we over it? Your thoughts on what you're seeing in there in Pittsburgh?
I think that's a good question. I think for me personally, you're not going to hear me say really anything nice about the Broncos, Colts, or Steelers all year. I'm just going to keep moving the goalpost on whatever their expectations are. I just don't believe in any of them. And they could win 11 games in their respective divisions, and I'll still downplay them. That's the angle I'm coming at. With Rodgers, no, I don't. I still expect it to kind of crash, maybe. I still don't expect him to. Okay, if they beat the Packers, now I got to think about that. So I got to go from counsel to then Aaron Rodgers again.
You're going to need a therapy session after this call.
The media is as close as they've ever been to trying to get Giannis out of here.
Yeah.
I think Packers fans have, for the most part, moved on because Jordan Love's good. Jordan Love's good. They did the right thing. More of my concern is with the coach. As I mentioned, but I don't think, even if Rodgers throws for 3 touchdowns, you see how he's throwing these touchdowns? They're all like design play action plays. You're not doing a lot of work. There was a nice one to DK Metcalf I got a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, he can still zip it. Nobody thinks he can't do that. I just don't know how much he can move. And he is going to get sacked a bunch. So I do expect things. I'm not saying that it's a layup for the Steelers this weekend, even. I wouldn't be so sure that they're going to be 4-1.
Interesting. Bart, you mentioned the Steelers, you mentioned the Broncos, you mentioned the Colts. Those are 3 teams you're going to continue to kind of move the goalposts on. We saw a team on Monday night surprise the Chiefs, and I don't even know if it's a surprise, but what are your thoughts on Jacksonville, given that they're at 4-1 as well?
Well, they were my South pick. I like them in the South. I think the Texans have been playing better than their record indicates, and maybe that will turn their season around. I like Jacksonville. I think Liam Cohen's doing a great job. I want Trevor Lawrence. I talk about these teams, but typically I want all these quarterbacks to do good. I want Trevor Lawrence to do good. I want him to do well. I want them to have success. It was fun to see. First of all, it was fun to see the Chiefs in prime time and somehow on the road. I don't know how that happened, but that was nice to see. I'm just trying to think around the AFC, like, as a Bills fan, who the biggest threat to you would be. And a lot of these teams so far have their flaws. I think the Chiefs are probably still going to be the Chiefs, but their schedule is hard. And they have a lot being asked of them, too. They have a lot of primetime games. They play on Thanksgiving. Then they got to play on Christmas as well. So they're going to have to really get through it. I think they do beat Detroit. I think the Chiefs are going to be a team that, like, they're 2-3. But they're never 2-4. Oh, they're 4-5. You're going to be worried, but it's not going to, like, and then they'll end up 10-7 or something at worst. So I don't think that things are really going to go off the rails for them. And then they'll kind of be the Dodgers. They'll be the Dodgers. We've been, they're done. And then they get to the playoffs. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's back. And they're just going to steamroll teams and, come into Buffalo one more time and unleash hell upon Bills fans to close out Highmark. Jeez. Why can't we just, not the Cubs, but, man, Buffalo, Milwaukee, these are good, hard-working American cities, and we always got to get beat down from, why'd you guys call me today?
All right, like, I wanted you last week, you're like, okay, next Friday, and Bart reminded me, like, I told him, hey, everything's going to be okay, the Brewers, didn't say it was going to be a sweep, Bart, you're going to win tomorrow night, everything's going to be fine. Bart Winkler joining us here. Let's talk about a different thing here. Danger opened up the show today saying how he's jealous of Philadelphia Sports Talk, how they just are probably coasting today, and I don't have to go very far for the content, whether that's the Phillies or the Eagles. What you read on the Eagles? Is there something wrong with Hurts at this point? Is it the coach? That's a 4-2 team that does not look like a defending Super Bowl champ at this point.
Well, even a couple of years ago, remember they got off to that 10-1 start? And the entire time, people were like, no, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And I thought that was crazy. Now, I was wrong because then they lost 5 of their last 6 and got smoked by the Buccaneers in that wild card round. It does seem that the read I have on the Eagles is I have questions. I am wondering what satisfies the Philadelphia Eagles. Because when they win, they do not seem satisfied. They never seem happy. Someone's always upset. You know, they must be. I speculated last night. I didn't accuse, but I wonder, are there like some contract incentives or some over-unders being placed here? No one's ever happy on their stats. You know, it's always, oh, we won, but we didn't win a certain way. Or like we're trying to, we have these goals we have to achieve in the win. Sometimes if you play Madden, you get like more stars if you rush for 250 yards and you have a touchdown. And yeah. But like they just never, they win games and they never seem happy or satisfied when they win. Also, is there anyone left that still wants this tush push? Like, is there anybody left? I know it's as like tedious to talk about as it is to watch, but I don't think it's I think we can get back. We can get out of, when we first were talking about it, we're like, oh, it's, you know, the Eagles move and they're offsides and, you know, false start and blah, blah, blah. And then can we just admit it's not fun to watch? And that's why, like, the NFL changed kickoffs because they're not fun to watch. They changed the extra point because it's not fun to watch. They made pass interference, like they opened up the offense and made all these rules against the defense, so it could be more fun to watch. Where the NFL is an entertainment product, and they're trying to make it more fun to watch, and yet this play exists, I think that we can all agree it needs to go.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in the offseason talking about that because Sean McDermott became the mouthpiece against the tush push. I don't even know who got to him, but somebody got to him, and when he was asked about player safety, which there's no like evidence that that's an unsafe play. But you're onto something with the visual of it, right? Like visually, as you're watching the game, it's not a fun play to watch. And the team that was the second best at doing the tush push last season, the Bills, they haven't really executed it at all this year. I mean, it's kind of been wiped from the slate, and Philly seems to be the lone team using it. And I guarantee you, yeah, as they keep losing games, you're not going to see the tush push as much.
Well, if they didn't have A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, who, like, they paid a lot of money to, and clearly they don't like when they don't get the ball a lot, at what point, if you're the Eagles, you get to a playoff game, you get 2.5 yards of carry on it, why don't you just do it? Do it the entire game. Why don't they try, if Roger Goodell's at the game and he's watching, and the Eagles are just tush-pushing the whole game, is that what it's going to come to get this thing banned? If I was the Eagles, I would do it. I would be like, okay, we're going to do this. We know what's going away.
I think the series in the NFC Championship game is what sparked the debate through the offseason, because there was however many plays, 4 or 5 consecutive plays where you had the Washington defender jumping offside. That's just not good for the product.
Well, no, and then that completely, I think, eradicated the counterargument, which was, if you don't like it, try to stop it. Well, they were trying to stop it.
Right.
They were trying to stop it, Washington, by timing when they could jump. That, like, they found a way that they thought they could try to stop it. And then in the game, the NFL's like, okay, do that one more time. We're just gonna give the Eagles points. What? What the hell's that about? So yeah, I don't unless you're an Eagles fan, but even if you're an Eagles fan, you don't like this. It'd be like, you know, if your team bunted every time and got on base. I don't know. At some point you just be like, This sucks. We know it sucks. It sucks. You can admit it sucks.
Bart, at least these passions you have, these feelings for LaFleur and for the Brewers, you're a Sabre fan. We're just dead inside with the Sabres. I wish I could get upset about the Sabres at this point. There's just nothing. So just know it can get much, much worse for your teams.
Is there like even playoff hope? I mean,
no,
is that drought
no.
ending anytime?
No. No. Not this year, no.
Alex Lyon is the goaltender. Who's he? 2 years, 3 months.
How many teams has Jack Eichel been on and been an MVP for now? I mean, Jesus. What is going on with this guy?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be the future.
Couldn't make it work. But yeah, Gene gives you a go. I mean, if you don't need therapy after this call, Bart, you just need to remember that you could your teams could be as bad as the Sabres are year in and year out. You've got a lot to be happy for.
No, I think I do need, like, I do talk to someone every couple of weeks. I think it's healthy. But I kind of, like, need someone to talk about with my sessions with her. I don't think I think she's tired of hearing from me. Can you believe that? Could you believe anyone's tired of hearing from me?
Are you on a get tonight part? What time?
10 o'clock Eastern. It's a Friday. You know what? I'm not even going to phone it in tonight. I'm going to give you my all because last night's show was so terrible.
I love it.
I'll have a good show tonight.
So we'll have Amherst Hockey tonight on The Fan. Bart Winkler right afterwards. We encourage you to check him out. Bart Winkler joining us from the Infinity Sports Network. It's great to have you on, buddy. And if you come around this way for a Sabres game, don't be a stranger.
We'll see. We'll see what kind of shape I'm in after Saturday.
Bart, you could have wrapped this up and said Rochester's a suburb of Buffalo. That would have gotten under my skin, personally. I told Danger, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, I don't want our guests hanging up here.
I'm a nice person. I'm a nice person. And I like traveling the country, and every city is its own great, unique town. And I would never do that. Okay?
Appreciate the time,
Bart. Houston, that place sucks.
Take care, man. Be good.
See you guys.
There's Bart Winkler. Hear him tonight after Amherst Hockey on The Fan.
So dry. I love his show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. If Bart wasn't in sports talk radio, he could be a sitcom character.
Yeah.
He's
observations.
He could be on Seinfeld. He could be like Jerry's neighbor. He's not Kramer. He's not a weirdo like Kramer, but he's a sitcom character. He's unbelievable.
No, but the thing about our industry, so many shows kind of, sort of sound the same, right? The first time I heard his show, I'm like, whoa, this is a little different. Just sounds like, hey, this is a guy that was drinking up in the stands, and now he's going to offer you his thoughts.
He's an absolute fan. And isn't that what we're here for? I mean, our station is called The Fan. We are all fans. We all go about it different ways. We all have our unique personalities, and we all have our takes. Bart loves firing him off. He's the best. Love having him on with us. And see, he took it in stride. Gino, I knew he would. Took the high road.
I'm gonna let it go, though.
I'm a nice guy. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more next on The Fan Rochester. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by DA Damon Amendola, the Bill Maddock podcast. We'll get back to talking Bills and Falcons, and we'll put a cap on the loss on Sunday night to New England that I know DA has some thoughts on as well. Amherst hockey gets underway tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, the final opening game for Don Stevens on the call coming up here after 7 o'clock tonight on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.